أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, in line with the concept of Nabuwa, which is the institution of guidance, for the benefit of humankind to be able to reach their full potential. And today we will look at a profile of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And remember, he was the son of Prophet Dawood, the youngest son who inherited his kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Naml, this is Surah number 27, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينُ. And Sulaiman was Dawood's heir, and he said, O human beings, O people, we have been taught the language of birds, and we have been given all things. Most surely this is his manifest grace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran that وَلَكَدْ عَتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is an ayah 15 of Surah An-Naml, where he says, And certainly we gave knowledge to Dawood and Sulaiman, and they both said, Praise be to Allah, who has made us to excel many of his believing abd. Now Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam enjoyed a kingdom greater than that of his father, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, and he was also very proficient in governing it. It is said that his kingdom extended from the Mediterranean to the Indian Ocean, thus becoming the largest kingdom in that time, in that contemporary world. Ibn Abbas quotes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as saying that at that time the world in its entirety was ruled by two believers and two unbelievers, the believers being Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhulqarnain, and the unbelievers being Namrud and Nebuchadnezzar. And Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam raises his hands in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah As-Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his dua, where he says, Ya Allah, this is ayah number 35. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَحَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحْدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَابِ. My Rabb, forgive me and grant me a kingdom which is not fit for being inherited by anyone after me. And Allah says, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَسَابَ. Then we made the wind subservient to him. It made his command to run gently wherever he desired. And one of the most wonderful things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Prophet Sulaiman again in Surah As-Sad, he tells him that he granted him this gift. And then in ayah 40 he says, وَإِنَّ لَهُ إِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَ وَحُسْنَ مَعَاب. And most surely he had a nearness to us and an excellent resort. Let's now see some of the stories or some of the incidents of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam as mentioned in the Quran. If we go back to Surah An-Naml, which is Surah number 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his encounter with the ants. He says, وَهُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And his hosts of the jinn and the men and the birds were gathered to him, and they were formed into groups. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ. Until when they came to the valley of the ants. قالت نملة, one of the ants says, يا أيها النمل, O ants, ادخلوا مساكنكم, enter your houses. لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. Because Sulaiman, so that Sulaiman and his hosts may not crush you while they do not know. Now remember this, he knows the language of the animals, of the animal kingdom, and the voice is transmitted to him through the wind, as we just heard. And Sulaiman hears this. And Quran says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. He smiled, wondering at her word. And he said, وَقَالَ رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتِكَ الَّتِي أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. A dua that we can read in our qunut as well. My Rabb, grant me that I should be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I should do good such as you have pleased with, and make me enter by your mercy into your abd, the good ones, the righteous ones. Now let's first look at this story. Some scholars say that the Valley of the Ants is a valley in Taif, not far from Makkah, whereas others say is in Syria. Now, In a hadith, we find that the name of the ant, the head of a group, was Taqiyya. She calls upon the other ants to protect themselves by seeking shelter inside their holes. Now, Sulaiman alayhi salam heard her statement from the distance of 3 miles, we're told, and he alights and he orders Taqiyya brought to him. And he says, "Why did you warn the other ants? Did you not know that I am a just prophet of Allah? Why were you afraid that we might crush you?" And she said, "Ya Rasulallah, Ya Nabi Allah, I didn't mean that you would crush our bodies, but our hearts. I feared lest we should desire what you had been granted and become dazzled and thus be distressed from the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." When Prophet Sulaiman heard this ant saying this to him, he said to her, "Admonish me." So Taqiyya asks Sulaiman alayhi salam, she says, "Are you greater than your father Dawood, or was he greater?" And Sulaiman says, "My father David was greater, my father Dawood was greater." And she said, "If so, then why is the number of letters in your name greater than those in the name of your father Dawood?" And Sulaiman says, "I don't know." And she said, "Your father had treated his wound with wood, with compassion, so he was called Dawood. And I wish you, O Sulaiman, to join the company of your father." Then she said, "Do you know why the wind has been made subservient to you in particular from all other regions of the kingdom?" And he said, "I don't know." And she said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meant to say this to you. Had I put all the kingdom under your control, just as I have done with this wind, it will have slipped from your hands, just as wind slips away." It was then he smiled from her statement. And then she asks him a pertinent question. She says, "Ya Nabi Allah, at this very moment, who is greater, me or you?" He doesn't answer. And she said, "I am, because Ya Nabi Allah, I rest on the hand of a prophet while you rest on the earth." What a beautiful way to praise him. There's another incident that I love reading, and I was taught this as a child about Prophet Sulaiman. Again, it goes with the animals. Because again, Prophet Sulaiman one day was sitting by the seashore and he saw an ant carrying a grain which it took to the sea. He watched her until she reached the water, and he saw that a frog came out of the water, opened his mouth, the ant entered inside the mouth of the frog, and the frog dived into the sea. Prophet Sulaiman kept on thinking about what he had witnessed. He then saw, after a little while, the frog come out of the water, open its mouth, and the ant walking out without the grain. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam called her and asked her what she was doing and where she had been. She said, "Ya Nabi Allah, there is in the bottom of the sea before your eyes a hollow rock. Inside there is a blind worm. Allah created it there, and it cannot get out to seek its sustenance, so Allah has assigned me the task of carrying its food to it. So I carry it, so it may be sustained thereby. And Allah sent this frog to carry me, and the water doesn't harm me, being inside its mouth. The frog then places its mouth on the rock when I get out." And Sulaiman said, "Did you ever hear that worm celebrating the praises of Allah?" And the ant said, "Yes, always." And then the ant said what the worm said. It says, "O one who does not forget me, though I am in the depth of this rock, in the depth of this water, I plead to you by your own sustenance of me not to forget your believing abd and to include them in your rahmah." I love that story. I absolutely adore it. It's absolutely wonderful. So much to learn. Well, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam built a beautiful temple on a huge rock in Jerusalem to draw people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know this building today as the Dome of the Rock. And from there, a large band of followers joined Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam on visiting Mecca. And after they had completed their visit of Mecca, they traveled to Yemen and arrived in the city of Sana'a. Sulaiman alayhi salam was so impressed by their clever methods of channeling water all over their cities that he was keen to build similar water systems in his own country, but he did not have enough springs. Now he called out to the hoopoe bird, who can detect water underground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, again Surah An-Naml, ayah 20, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْحُدْحُدْ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. And he reviewed the birds and said, "How is it I do not see the hoopoe bird, or is it that he is one of the absentees?" So he sent signals all over the place to call from him, and he was nowhere to be found. He got angry. He says, لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ أَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ ليأتينني بسلطان مبين. I will certainly punish him with a severe punishment or kill him, or he shall have to bring me a clear plea. The hoopoe bird eventually does come to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam and gives the reason for his delay. The hoopoe bird says, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَدْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَعٍ بِنَبَعِ يَقِينٍ. And he tarried not long and said, I comprehend that which you do not comprehend, and I have brought you sure information about Sheba. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ امْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَحَلَهَا أَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. I have found a woman ruling over them, and she has been given abundance, and she has a mighty throne. He continued to say, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. I found her and her people adoring the sun instead of Allah, and the shaitan has made their deeds fair seeming to them, and thus turned them from the way, so they do not go aright. To check the information that the hoopoe bird had brought, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam sends a letter to the queen with the bird. He instructs the bird to remain hidden and to watch everything. So the hoopoe bird drops the letter in front of the queen and flies away to hide. She excitedly opens the letter and reads it. Now remember, her name was Bilqis. And she reads the letter, which says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah ta'alu alayya wa'atuni muslimin. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Do not be exalted against me, but come to me as Muslims, true believers who submit with full submission. She was very disturbed and she summoned her advisers. They reacted as to a challenge, for they felt that there was someone challenging them, hinting at war and defeat, and asking them to submit to his conditions. They told her that they could only offer advice, but it was her right to command action. She sensed that they wanted to meet Suleiman's invasion threat with a battle, but she told them peace and friendship are better and wiser. War only brings humiliation, it enslaves people and destroys good things. She told them, I have decided to send some gifts to Sulaiman, selected from our most precious treasures. The courtiers who will deliver the gifts will also have an opportunity to learn about Sulaiman and his military might. Prophet Sulaiman alayhislam's reconnaissance team brought him the news of the arrival of Bilqis's messengers with a gift. And he immediately realized that the queen had sent her men on a probing mission, so he gave orders to rally the army. The envoys of Bilqis, entering amidst the well-equipped army, realized that their wealth was nothing in comparison to that of the kingdom of Sulaiman. They saw Sulaiman alayhi salam surveying his army, surprised at the number and variety of soldiers, which included lions, tigers, birds. So they stood in amazement. The envoys marveled at the splendor surrounding them. Eagerly they presented their queen's precious gifts and told Sulaiman alayhi salam that the queen wished that he would accept them as an act of friendship. Well, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam did not even ask to open the covers of the containers. He said, Allah has given me plenty of wealth, a large kingdom, and prophethood. I am beyond bribery. My only objective is to spread the belief in Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The queen's envoys returned with their gifts and delivered the message. They told of what they had seen. Instead of taking offense, Bilqis decided to visit Sulaiman alayhi salam herself. And accompanied by her royal officials and servants, she left Sheba, sending a messenger ahead to inform Prophet Sulaiman that she was on her way to meet him. Now he asked the jinns who were in his army whether anyone amongst them could bring her throne to the palace before she arrived. Quran mentions this, Ayah 38, Surah An-Naml. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ. He said, O chiefs, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِأَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Which of you can bring me to me her throne before they come to me in submission? One amongst them, called Asif Barqiya, said, I will bring it to you before this sitting is over. Again, Quran mentions this. قَالَ إِفْرِيتُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَ آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَكُومَ مِنْ مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. One audacious amongst the jinn said, I will bring to you before you rise up from your place, and most surely I am strong and trusty for it. But one, now this one's name was Ifrit, by the way, but Asif Barqiya, immediately he said, قَالَ الَّذِي إِنْدَهُ إِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ لَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. One who had the knowledge of the book said, I will bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye. No sooner had he finished his phrase that the throne stood before Suleiman, and the mission had indeed been completed in the blinking of an eye. You can imagine, Suleiman's seat was in Palestine, throne of Bilqis in Yemen, 2,000 miles away. But a miracle performed by one sitting with Suleiman, who had a little bit, Quran says, min qita, a little bit of the knowledge of the book. So when Bilqis arrived at the palace of Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, she was welcomed with ceremony. Then pointing to the altered throne, Suleiman asked her whether her throne looked like that one. She looked at it again and again. In her mind, she was convinced that the throne could not possibly be the one she was looking at, as hers was in her palace. Yet she detected a striking similarity and she said, "It is as if it were the very one and resembles mine in every respect." Suleiman al-Islam judged that she was intelligent and diplomatic. He invited her into his hall, the floor of which was laid in glass, and it was shimmering. Thinking it was water, she stepped on the floor and lifted her skirt slightly above her heels for fear of wetting it. Suleiman pointed out to her that it was made of solid glass. She was amazed. She'd never seen such things before, and she realized she was in the company of a very knowledgeable person. The two examples of a throne and the floor were, it clicked in her what Suleiman was trying to tell her. She gave up the worship of the sun, accepted Tawheed, and asked her people to do the same. Her words are recorded in Quran, Surah An-Naml, Ayah 44. She says, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My Rabb, surely I have been unjust to myself, and I submit with Suleiman to Allah, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of the worlds. Prophet Suleiman al-Islam marries Bilqis and ruled over his kingdom for many years. But despite all the glory and majesty that he had, Prophet Suleiman al-Islam, we are told, used to wear clothes made of wool. He used to put both hands on his neck at night and weep till dawn. He earned his living by making baskets from the leaves of date palms with his own hands. When it was morning, he used to turn away from the rich. He would sit with the poor and say to them that miskinum al-masakin, a poor is sitting with the poor. He fed people with his own hands. He fed them delicious food, but he ate bread out of oats. It is said that he used to fast 3 days in the beginning of the month, 3 days in the middle of the month, and 3 days at the end of each month. And he began and ended the month with fasts. There are many, many things about him. But I'd like to end with, when his death drew near, he was standing beside his throne, leaning on his staff. And his soul was taken away. No one dared to approach him. And he was standing in that position for some time, until termites ate away his staff, which then broke and fell on the ground. Only then did people know that he had died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah As-Sabah, he says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُوا مِنْ سَعَتَهِ. When he decreed death for him, nothing showed them his death but a creature of the earth that ate away his staff. We're told that Suleiman lived for 51 years. Inshallah, we will continue with the stories or the profiles of the prophets tomorrow.